Thank you for calling CNL Service Solutions. My name is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi, 1 second.
Thank you for calling CNL Service Solutions. My name is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I need to file like a complaint or something with a manager. It's more a suggestion, but it's
okay, a complaint about what, ma'am?
I need to make sure I'm talking to somebody who this will, I don't want to waste my time, so I want to make sure that it's going to be filed to somebody.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make sure that, okay, but I'm saying, what is your complaint about? I don't have to have the full details.
Okay, my complaint is this. I was told that an installation was going to be done this morning. And you guys never gave me the number, the order number, the installation company name, or anything. So I couldn't order the installation date or time. I couldn't make a scheduled appointment because I'm supposed to call them. But you guys gave me a time that it would be done without giving me the info of the people who I was supposed to schedule with.
No, ma'am. We don't give you dates and
times.
It
was a train wreck. No. What the Wellman installation people just told me is that you guys were supposed to give me their name, their phone number, and an order number so I could call them and make the appointment.
And that
but
is absolutely
you guys
true.
You never told me any of that. You never told me the installation company, the phone number, or that I needed to call them.
Okay.
So I was expecting, as soon as I was told you guys were dealing with the installation, that you guys were responsible for the next step of the process, I was waiting to hear from the installation company. And then I called you guys to find out what's going on. And guess what somebody told me? They'll be there Friday to do it. Nobody came. My tenants are waiting. Nobody came. Oh, actually, you have to call Wellman and make an appointment. What the hell? Why didn't you guys tell me that early in the week?
Okay.
We have been waiting for so long for this to be done, and it's like nobody's telling me what the hell my responsibility is to make it happen. And people are giving me wrong information. They told me you guys would be installing today, Friday. The company's like, we don't install until you call us and ask for an appointment time.
Okay,
so,
ma'am.
CNR has completely dropped the ball. The company, Wellman Installation, has affirmed that this happens over and over again with you guys. And I need you guys to save people this grief and to save yourselves, you know, angry customers. So as soon as you get an order and you place an order with a company, you need to tell your customer, call this number, make an appointment if you want your item installed. It's up to you to get this ball rolling. The company will not call you for installation. You have to call them. And this is their number, and this is your order number. Because otherwise, literally, we're just sitting there without a dishwasher for our tenants. It's not going to work. It's not functional. It's not helpful. It's not good. It's not professional. So please, to save people grief, yourselves and others, just simply, when you get an order, when you get it assigned to an installation company, tell the customer who the hell to call, when they need to call, what the number is, how to call.
But, ma'am, the customers actually have
it's
to
not
give
rocket
us.
Rocket science.
The customers have to actually give us a call, ma'am. We won't know your order in the system until you give us your dispatch ID number. Now,
you know
if
what?
You
I called you guys, and you told me they were coming on Friday. Somebody there told me that they were coming. Yes, sir. I didn't make it up.
Okay,
I wrote
well,
it down.
You.
I had
well,
it in my
you.
Calendar. I had your phone number, and I had Friday morning at 8 a.m. in my calendar because somebody there at CNR told me you'd be coming. It was literally the wrong information.
Yes, ma'am. That was
so
the wrong
between
information.
Between you guys and AHS, you need to fix this or else I'm quitting. I'm dropping out of AHS. It's just horrible, not professional.
Okay, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
I don't even know if you're going to file this anywhere. You haven't told me what you're going to do with it. Who do I talk to next?
Remember, I am a supervisor here, ma'am. But in order for us to give you the installer's information, again, you would have to call us. We would ask you for some information.
I did call, and nobody told me Wellman installation. Nobody gave me a phone number. Nobody told me to call to make an appointment.
Okay, well, ma'am, at that particular time, did the agent ask you for a dispatch ID number or a service request number?
They knew the house and everything, and they said, oh, they'll be coming at 8 on Friday.
Well, I wished I would have known who would have told you that, ma'am, so I can give them a good talking to, because that's not how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to, when you originally call, we will ask you for a dispatch ID number or a service request number or even perhaps an order number. This, we plug that number into our system, and then we see if you were assigned to anyone. If you were assigned to anyone.
Why don't you guys, maybe you guys, your company needs to talk to AHS, because maybe AHS people there have no clue what the hell they're telling people. But all I know is in the past with AHS, as soon as an order gets put into any kind of an installer or any kind of a company, that company contacts me to make the appointment. It's literally just like clockwork. It's assigned, they contact me, we make the appointment. In this whole situation, it's literally me calling a train of people, and nobody makes the fucking appointment. It's literally like that. It's not, nobody is calling me to make an appointment when it's time to make the appointment. I'm having to run around, you know, looking for who to reach out to make the appointment. So it's really been a train wreck process. It needs to be fixed. Do I talk to AHS about that? Because I'm going to fire them if it stays like this, and all of you guys won't, you know, have one less customer.
All right, ma'am.
I think personally, on a systems level, CNR should talk to AHS about how to fix this procedurally.
All right, ma'am. I will pass that
along.
If
you don't
want
to be losing business.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. All right. Anything else I can do for you?